Second Perek of Kilayim, Mishnah Yud. This is also pertaining to Hachokas, how much one has to separate. So we'll see more of the specific cases that this is required, but the classic example of this is the person has two types of grains, let's say wheat and barley. He has to separate between the two fields a base roiva, which is about 10 amas and a fifth of an amma in between the two of them. So the chiddush of our mishnah is kol shu b'seir beis roiva oila b'midas beis roiva. Anything that is in that 10 and a fifth amas is considered part of the separation, whether it's something that is earth that can be grown or planted, or it's other things. Achilas gefen v'akeva v'asela oilam v'midas beis roiva. That area around the grapevine, even though it's something that's necessary for taking care of the vine itself, that as long as the vine itself is not planted in that area, is included in the separation area. In other words, the separation area goes from the plant itself that is stuck into the ground, and not from the area that is around it, even though that area is serving that plant. If there's a kever, there's a grave or a stone in that base roiva, even though these are not roiva for planting, but they also are considered part of that separation area. Tfuah b'tfuah. Now, we mentioned this example in the beginning, but now the Mishnah is specifying cases that need the separation of this base roiva, the 10 and the 5th amas. So the first case is tfuah b'tfuah, two grains. Grains are the things that we plant and eat the seeds. They need a base roiva. Yarek b'yarek, but if you have a field of two vegetables over here means that you eat the leaves or eat the fruit, like lettuce and cabbage, or tomatoes and cucumbers. Shisha tfachim, it's enough to have six tfachim, a separation between two fields. We're talking about fields now. Between individual yerakas, we'll see you need even less. Tfuah b'yerek, if you have a field of tfuah and a field of vegetables, a yerek b'tfuah, then you also need a base roiva, you need also a 10 amas and a fifth. Rabbi Elezer, I'm a yerek b'tfuah, shisha tfachim. Rabbi Elezer says that if one of the two is a yerek, and it's enough six tfachim, we paskin over here like the Tanakama, that if one of the two is grain, then we need a separation. If it's a field of grain and a field of Eden of Yerakas, we need a separation of 10 and 5 amas.